of sin, the whole congregation of the Israelites journeyed. From the wilderness of sin. Now, unfortunately, it doesn't actually mean that in Hebrew, but it works great in English. Sin is a wilderness, and we should be journeying away from it. Well, that's true. Unfortunately, that's not exactly how the story goes here in Exodus. From the wilderness of sin, the whole congregation of Israelites journeyed by stages. That's not stage coaches, that's stages. As the Lord commanded. They went, in other words, orderly from place to place to place as directed. Not haphazardly, but under direction of the Lord. They camped at Rephidim, but there was no water for the people to drink. They camped at Rephidim. Rephidim means lax, relaxed, sort of letting yourself all go. It means collapsed. It means depressed. It means all wasted away. The raf in Hebrew means literally to depress or to relax in a negative sense. So they got to the place of depression and they became depressed because they had no water to drink. And so they whined and complained. The people quarreled with Moses and said, "Give us water to drink." Moses said to them, "Why do you quarrel with me? Why do you test the Lord?" But the people thirsted there for water, and the people complained against Moses and said, "Why did you bring us up out of Egypt to kill us and our children and livestock with thirst? We could have died in Egypt, nice and safe and warm. We didn't have to come out here to the desert to be killed, us and our children and our livestock with thirst. Why did you bring us out here to die of thirst?" I mean, think about it. These people had seen God's wonders. They'd seen God's handiwork. They'd seen God's miraculous action in Egypt with the plagues. They'd seen God's pillar of smoke by day and fire by night. They'd seen the sea parted, and they'd gone through on dry ground, and they'd seen the Egyptian army coming after them, and they saw the water drowned Pharaoh's armies. How's that song from camp go? Pharaoh's army do the dead man float. They saw that. They had seen wonderful things. They had seen God's mighty works in their midst. They knew God had led them out of Egypt. They knew God had stricken the people of Egypt with the plagues to get them out. They knew that God had guided them to this point and to this place. And let one little problem, one little bump in the road, one little need, one little itch, thirst, come down on them and they go all to pieces. "We're thirsty. You let us out here to die of thirst. We could have died of thirst in Egypt. Why do we have to die of thirst here?" They were going, "Water, water, water, water." Israelites out in the desert, no water. They're at the place of collapse. They're at Rephidim, the place of absolute depression. And it's as if they've forgotten what God has done for them. Water, water, water. Say that with me. Water, 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 water. They're thirsty. They want water. Wonderful water. They're thirsty. They're at the place of collapse. They're at the place of depression. They're at the Rephidim, the place of total and complete depression. So they whine and they complain to Moses, and Moses goes and whines and complains to God. This people, elsewhere he says, this people which you gave me, your people. God won't accept that, and God puts it back on Moses. No, no, they're your people. Here he just simply says, this people, what shall I do with this people? They are almost ready to stone me. The Lord said to Moses, go on ahead of the people and take some of the elders of Israel with you. Take in your hand your staff with which you struck the Nile and go. I will be standing there in front of you on the rock of Horeb. Strike the rock and water will come out of it so that the people may drink. And Moses did so. In the sight of the elders of Israel, he called the place Massah and Meribah because the Israelites quarreled and tested the Lord, saying, is the Lord among us or not? They asked the question, struck by thirst in the desert, yet having seen God's handiworks delivering them out of Egypt, having seen God's miraculous acts delivering them out of Egypt, through the sea, on dry land, having seen God's handiwork, they still quarreled and still tested God and asked, is God with us or not? You know what? Things haven't changed, have they? We're a whole lot like the Israelites, quarreling and complaining. Let the least little problem get in our path, quarreling and complaining. Is God with us or not? Is God with us or not? Get into the place of depression. Get into our Rephidim, the place of our collapse, negative relaxing, depression. And we too ask the question, is the Lord with us or not? Get into our desert, spiritual desert, with no sign of spiritual nourishment, spiritual water. And we too ask the question, is the Lord with us or not? And God's answer is the same as the answer there. God provides, even despite the quarreling, the complaining, the doubting, God provides. God provides in Scripture. God provides in many different ways through the family and the fellowship of faith. God provides the nourishment, the spiritual water that we need to make it through our Rephidims. Not only was there doubt and complaining here, to which God's answer was spiritual water flowing from a rock, but there was a battle. Right after God provided the water, then Amalek came and fought with Israel at Rephidim. Amalek, the Amalekites. Moses said to Joshua, "Choose some men for us to go out and fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the staff of God in my hand." So Joshua did as Moses told him and fought with Amalek while Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up the top of the hill. Whenever Moses held up his hand, Israel prevailed. And whenever Moses lowered his hand, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands grew weary. So they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat on it. Aaron and Hur held up his hands, one on one side and the other on the other side. So his hands were steady until the sun set. And Joshua defeated Amalek and his people with the sword. We're stuck in Rephidim, the place of depression. God has provided spiritual water to nourish us, to water us, to give us strength, the grace of God that comes in and can empower our living as Christians. And then we're faced with a challenge. And unfortunately, because we are failing human beings, we can't keep our arms up. And so God gives us Aaron and Hur to hold up our arms. We don't face our problems alone, friends. In our Rephidims, we do not face our problems alone. Not only do we have the water of God's Spirit, not only do we have the water of God's grace flowing over us and within us and through us and out to others, not only do we have the water of life within us, but we have sisters and brothers. We have Aarons and Hurs standing there with us, holding up our arms. In the difficult times, in the times of Rephidim, when children die, when brothers and sisters die, when parents die, when my dad died last year, I felt like I was in a desert. That desert feeling lasted a very long time, up until very recently. I was in Rephidim, no water, and I thought not only no God, but no brother and sister to hold up my arms. And then friends came, church members came, family members came, fellow clergy came, and I tasted the grace of God's spiritual water, and I felt them holding up my arms. None of us can go through this life alone. None of us can face the challenges of life and death alone. We need each other, especially in our Rephidims, especially in our places of darkness, dryness, depression, desolation. We desperately need the grace of God and our sisters and brothers in Christ to hold up our arms. We hold up each other's arms. You need each other. You need me. I need you. We can't do it alone. Can I get an amen? We can't do it alone. We need God to pour out His grace, His peace, the glorious water of life from which we drink. We may whine and complain and say, "Where is God? Where is the grace? I don't feel God. I don't see God. I don't know God." Sometimes we say that because we're not looking. We're not listening. We're not reaching out. We're hiding over here, afraid of looking, afraid of taking the cup and drinking. Instead, we sit in our rephidims, pound sand, and say, pity me, pity me. And then whine and complain. Why isn't anybody helping me? Where is God? When God is giving us, offering us, pouring out to us the glorious grace of Jesus' real presence. And then, in the midst of that rephidim, when we have received God's grace, we discover we're not in it alone. We can't hold up our arms alone. Aaron and Hur are there to hold up our arms for us when we can do it no more. My friends, none of us face the trials and tribulations of this life alone. The death of children and sisters and brothers and parents and friends, our fur children, none of us face this life and our rephidim alone. We face it with each other, and we face it with God. That's the good news for today. We face our rephidims with God's grace and with each other. Give thanks and praise to God for that, my friends. We're not in this alone. Is the Lord with us? Yes, the Lord is with us. Are we with each other? Yes, we're with each other. That's why we're called to be here, to participate in the life of the church, through our prayers, our presence, our gifts, and our service. We're called to be here to receive the spiritual water of life, the Word of God, the grace of God, the sacraments of God. We're called to be here to receive and to lift each other's arms up in faith and praise and thanksgiving. That's what we're here to do, to receive and to serve each other, and to serve those outside those doors and windows. In the name of Jesus Christ, we're called to be with each other, even in rephidim, especially in rephidim. We're called to be with each other, lifting each other up and drinking together deeply from the spiritual waters of life.
You have been listening to a sermon by Dr. Gregory Neal, Senior Pastor of St. Stephen United Methodist Church and Rector of Grace Incarnate Ministries. Copyright 2008 by Dr. Gregory S. Neal. All rights reserved. For more information, or to listen to other sermons by Dr. Neal, visit us on the web at www.revneal.org. That's www.revneal.org. You are also invited to visit us in person at St. Stephen United Methodist Church, 2520 Oates Drive, Mesquite, Texas, 75150. This program was produced by Dr. Greg Neal.